Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Thou shalt not be a selfish pig. One symbol of selfishness is your immaturity and my immaturity. And there's so many areas in my life and your life in which we're immature. And we need to think about it and look at it and see, what areas do I not use wisdom? Time is a part of it. Do you think about your time basically? How I want to think, where I want to go? If so, that's a part of selfishness.
The truth is, a happy marriage starts with selflessness. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins a message called Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig. He'll open up God's Word to show putting your spouse's needs above your own is the first step to a successful marriage. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, we want to share with you what it takes to build a successful and fulfilling marriage by sending you Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Perfect for long-time couples or young marrieds or even soon-to-be marrieds, this engaging resource can help revive a struggling marriage or make a great relationship even better. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for how to make your marriage incredible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Well, today we begin a close and candid look at marriage with Dr. Ed Young's revealing series, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. And Dr. Young has joined me in the studio just before we hear the first message in this series. Dr. Young, how did you come up with 10 commandments on this list?
I'm always looking for biblical principles as I look at marriage. And I started listing some of them with appropriate scriptures. And I saw the scripture and I said, this is clearly saying, and then I would cross-reference it. Then I'd say, hey, there's a principle, there's a principle, there's a principle. And I took those principles and flipped them into commandments. And so I saw, hey, there's about 10. And I think I originally came up with 8, and then I had 12. And as I began to put them together, I came up with 10. And I'd say, hey, we'll just call this the 10 Commandments of Marriage.
Everyone knows you have to have 10 commandments, right?
You got to have 10 commandments. So that's sort of the background of this, Wayne.
Well, let's give listeners an idea of where we're headed throughout this entire series. Let's just give a few of those sermon titles that are upcoming in the weeks ahead for everyone to know about.
Okay. Right out of the chute, it'll be Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig.
All right. We'll hear that one today.
Right. Thou Shalt Cut the Apron Strings. Thou Shalt Flee Temptation. Thou Shalt Begin Again and Again. One on Resolving Conflict. And a particular commandment, thou shalt not use the silent treatment, thou shalt date thy mate, thou shalt succeed the second time around, talking about biblical principles for divorce and remarriage. And then finally, Wayne, thou shalt build a winning team, what a winning team looks like. And then we'll go to thou shalt begin again and again and again. And so we have these 10 principles that are biblical principles. I put them in the form of commandments. Some of them, as you'll see in our study, are divided into two segments. And I think that really starts us off and say, what's the rest of this? And so that will help us to be tuned in the next week to get the second half of that particular teaching.
Now you're giving away our secrets on radio, though.
Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig.
According to the Rutgers study, half of the people who live together as husband and wife, though they're not legally married, do eventually get married. But those who do get married, their chances are 1 in 3 more likely for them to get a divorce. So you take approximately 50% of all marriages end in divorce anyway. You take those who live together prior to being married, and they have about a 1 out of 3 better chance of being divorced again. You see how the illogical outcome of people who live together prior to being married, you see, that's not the way to go if you want to have a stable home and a stable marriage. So we're studying, beginning today, a 10-sermon series on the 10 commandments of marriage. We're going to deal with 10 thou shalt nots. We're going to look at 10 biblical couples, and we're going to see how their marriage got in trouble, and we can learn from their difficulties. And in the process, I have written in 10 basic commandments for marriage. And I know that we have all kinds of individuals, and we're in all kinds of categories. There are some here who have never married. There's some who have married and divorced and never married again. Some who've married and divorced and married again. Some who are married, but their marriage is just sort of held together with sort of light paper glue. Others have a great marriage, but maybe have some difficulty there. Some are seeking to grow up in their marriage. So we have all kinds of categories. We have young people, teenagers, every way you would look. And I want to tell you something. The 10 commandments of marriage, they're for everybody. Whatever status, whatever situation, these are biblical principles that you can take and I can take and put into practice right where we are at this moment in our pilgrimage through life. And the first commandment is not hard to understand. I did not couch it in theological words. You won't have to worry about the hermeneutics of it. I think everybody will understand exactly what this commandment says. It's simply this. Thou shalt not be a selfish pig. I don't think that needs an interpretation. I heard one lady commented to her husband, she saw the title on the boards outside the church and said, oh, they're going to talk about you this morning. So let's begin at the beginning. If you open your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, beginning with verse 8 following. And they, this is Adam and Eve, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And Adam said, I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. Interesting. Just look back, if you would, quickly to the second chapter of Genesis. You read the last verse, verse 25, it says, and the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. And here we see God visits them, and they say, we're naked, and therefore we hid from you. And verse 11, and God said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. And there we have the beginning of marriage. Adam and Eve. You know, they had a lot of things going for them. You know, he could literally say, you're the only one in the world for me. And she could not say to him, let me tell you about the guys I could have married. So they had a lot going for them. In a pristine garden, God walking with them in the cool of the evening, love, relationship.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, we want to make sure you know how to get your copy of Dr. Yung's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get The 10 Commandments of Marriage when you give and discover God's design for how to have a healthy and fulfilling marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
And the first symptom of selfishness is immaturity. You see it in verse 15, chapter 5, Ephesians. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Yung's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Yung with more of today's message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig.
I like what the Hebrew tradition tells us, that God took woman from the side of a man rather than from the head of a man. We've heard this at many weddings. God would have taken it from a man's head. It meant the woman would lord it over him. Or if he had taken a woman from a man's foot, it means that he would trample upon her. But instead, God took woman from the side of a man so that they would be equal and she would be under his arm for protection and she would be close to his heart for love. And so we come to the garden, we wonder what went wrong, because suddenly there's trouble in Eden. What happened? Remember, we studied what your number one problem is and what my number one problem is. You remember what it was? We're going right back to it because we've carried it over into marriage. Your number one problem is yourself. My number one problem is myself. And our number one problem is selfishness. And the whole agenda of life is what to do about self. And here we see the first problem in marriage stems around selfishness. God said to Adam and Eve, this whole garden is yours. You can eat of the fruit from anything in the garden, except there's one tree right out in the middle of the garden. It's the tree that will give you the knowledge of good and evil. And that one tree alone you cannot touch and you cannot eat. Now, I want to ask you a question. Why did Almighty God forbid Adam and Eve from eating from that one tree? Did he set them up for the fall? What was the problem with this one tree? I'll tell you why God said no to them. Why this thou shalt not is put into Scripture right at the beginning. Because he was teaching his children to trust and obey. And he knew if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would then have a responsibility that they were not equipped to handle. Human beings cannot handle good and evil and the total knowledge of it. When we try to, we die. Mahatma Gandhi, the Indian mystic, was once asked by a philosopher, if you were given the power of God, what would you do with it? And Gandhi said, I would give it immediately back to God who gave it to me because I don't have the capacity to handle it. And that was the problem with Adam and Eve. And then you see they fell. Eve took of the fruit. Adam took of the fruit. They were together when it happened. And then we have the first battle in the home, do we not? Why did you do it, Adam? Oh, I didn't do it, Lord. It's my wife. And we've been using this same rationale ever since, haven't we, gentlemen? You know, I don't have any problems. My problem is with Jobeth. I mean, I don't have, it's her. It's the woman that you gave me. That's where the problem is. And the woman says, oh, no, I'll tell you, it's the circumstances I found myself in. It's the culture in which I live. It's the serpent or it's something or somebody else. And what happened to that first marriage? Selfishness. I'm covering up for myself. I'm explaining away myself. I'm rationalizing my problems. And we still do it, and most of us are Phi Beta Kappa in it. Therefore, we need this first simplistic commandment. Thou shalt not be a selfish pig. But nobody likes to be called selfish. And it's hard for us to look in the mirror, even with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and identify, number one, as being selfish. So we need to look at the symptoms of selfishness. And what are the symptoms of what I'll call pig-itis? I don't want anybody to miss it. Pig-itis. Do you have pig-itis? If so, let's look at some of the symptoms. Flip, if you would, to perhaps the best chapter in the New Testament on marriage. It's Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians 5. Now, all the men like for me to read from Genesis or Revelation. You can find it so readily. I get in Ephesians, you get a little stumped here. Ephesians 5. And you see verse 22 to the end of the chapter of Ephesians 5 is the most profound word on marriage in the New Testament. But this whole chapter leads us up to an understanding of marriage. So let's go back to verse 15 and let's see about this pig-itis. Let's look at the itis part of it. Now we're looking for symptoms of selfishness. And the first symptom of selfishness is immaturity. You see it in verse 15. Chapter 5, Ephesians. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men. In other words, we are immature. We do not use wisdom. We haven't grown. We have not developed. We're still childish. Jobeth and I dated for 6.5 years, but I can tell you when we got married on puppy love. We really did. And we were very, very immature. I had to grow up since we were married, and I'm still growing up. She had to mature and grow up since we were married, and she is still growing up. Because if you live on puppy love, I'll tell you, your marriage will turn out to be like a dog's life. I guarantee you that. So one sign, one symbol of selfishness is your immaturity and my immaturity. And there's so many areas in my life and your life in which we're immature. And we need to think about it and look at it and see, what areas do I not use wisdom? Where is that impatient? Where is that flashpoint? Where is that area I protect myself? Look at immaturity. And as we go through these commandments, we'll bump into this again. That's a part of the itis, the pig-itis, immaturity. Look at verse 16. You see the next part. Making the most of your time because the days are evil. The T there is for time. How do you use your time? Do you think about your time basically as how you view it, how I spend my time, what I want to do, how I want to think, where I want to go?
Dr. Ed Young's message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to encourage you to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Based on Dr. Young's decades of experience helping couples have truly successful marriages, you'll discover God's design for how to infuse your marriage with lifelong passion, commitment, and love. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yong. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Yong to continue his message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig.
Do you think about your time basically as how you view it, how I spend my time, what I want to do, how I want to think, where I want to go? If so, that's a part of selfishness. You have the same amount of time that I do. I have the same amount of time that you do. And how you allot your time, schedule your time, meld your time with your mate is exceedingly important. And so many times, a mate will live in this world and you'll live in this world and the worlds do not meet. So time is a symbol of how you really care about your mate and can be a symbol of selfishness on your own part because you say, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to live out my own life. I'm going to go and spend my time the way I want to. And I know a lot of guys who spend their whole time in their vocation and with their hobby, and their mate just gets the leftover part. Just the leftover part. Time is a part of it. It's a symbol of selfishness when we spend all of our time, we schedule all of our time around ourselves, and we forget our mates, if you're a female or if you're a male. And another part of it we see there in the next verse. I want you to look at the next thing. It's insensitivity. Look at verse 17. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. The Hebrew word for foolish in the Old Testament means dull. It's the word like callous. It has no feeling. And the analogy here, if you have no feeling, you are insensitive. You're like a callous. Are you sensitive to your husband? You know, he's had a pressure-packed day, and so many things have fallen on top of him and his vocation, and he comes home and he's a little irritable. Are you sensitive to what he's walked through that day? Are you sensitive to your wife with children or grandchildren, whatever the challenge might be? Otherwise, we are foolish. We're like food. We get calloused. So a symbol of selfishness, whether or not you have been accurately diagnosed with pigitis, is simply that you are insensitive, or I am insensitive, and we are foolish. And look at the last part. This is the word stubbornness. Now we're going to start meddling here in a minute. Verse 21, it says, and be subject to one another in the fear of the Lord. This is the same chapter people get so upset about. It says, wives, be submissive to your husband. In the same chapter, it says, husband, be submissive to your wives.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Maybe your marriage is struggling and you're praying for new life. Maybe your marriage is going great and you're excited for what's ahead. Or maybe you're still waiting to start your journey. Wherever you're at, God wants you to have a successful, fulfilling marriage. And this engaging resource shows you how to follow His game plan. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to say thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for a winning marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Join us tomorrow as Dr. Young concludes his message with more proven truth that generosity builds a strong foundation for a happy marriage.